It's 8:40 on the ticket. We've got Cowboys and Commanders this weekend, and everybody's trying to figure out the Cowboys defense. Well, joining us now on the ticket hotline is the man who called the game for Fox Television last weekend in Carolina. It's Greg Olson. Good morning. How are you?
Hey, guys. How are we doing this morning? We doing okay?
Doing great. How are you?
Oh, no. I was hoping we'd get a little bit more enthusiasm than that. So come on, guys. We can do better than that. Here
Yay!
We go.
Okay. We're doing great.
Yay! Let's give a big doing great, Mr. Greg. You ready? Hey, guys. How are we doing this morning?
Doing great, Mr. Greg.
Ah, that's so much better. You know, that's what it's about, improvement. Oh, whoa, that's a big word, wasn't it? Improvement. What does that mean? Great question. Improvement means getting better at something. And improvement is so important. So important. And I don't know if you've gotten that important message, but yeah, that's the message. So Mr. Greg's ready for your questions. You ready?
Yes.
Ready. Who's going to go first? Put your hands up.
I'll go first.
Greg's got his hand up.
Greg, go ahead. Good.
Okay. Yeah. My question is, since you just saw the Cowboys last Sunday, what are your impressions of this Cowboys defense?
Ah, that's such a great question, Craig. That was great. I like the way you used your words. And more importantly, you used your inside voice. I like that. That way we all don't get overpowered. You know, that's what we want to do, use our inside voices, right?
Yes. Right.
Right?
Right.
We don't want to hurt the ears of our classmates.
Right.
It's not nice to hurt our friends' ears, right?
Right.
Is it nice to hurt our friends' ears? No.
No.
Playmates so we can all learn?
Yes.
Thank you, Greg. Thank you. Mr. Greg's going to give you a smiley face for the day. All right. So now we need to talk about the Cowboys' defense, right?
Right.
Yes.
Right. Let's talk about what the Dallas defense is and not what the Dallas defense is not.
Okay.
Not the Dallas what it's not. Defense is trying their very bestest, but just not quite learning all their lessons. They're not quite keeping their work and play areas clean. Now, yeah. What do I mean by that? Well, they're led by a man named Mr. Matt. And because of the way they're playing, their teacher, Mr. Matt, is in danger of being told he doesn't have to be the defensive coordinator anymore.
Yeah.
And what will that cause? Well, unfortunately, that means that Mr. Matt won't be able to afford to send his kids to summer camp and buy Mrs. Matt the Range Rover she wants.
Oh.
So they need to do a better job. Now, why are they struggling? Why are they struggling? That's probably the question you have now, Craig.
Yes.
Yeah, why?
Some of the players have boo-boos. They can't all play on the team right now. They're suffering boo-boos. And that hurts, right?
Right.
Oh, that's so good. Yeah. Let's have a few more questions. George.
Yeah. I got my hand up. Yeah, if I could. Okay, well, let's talk about something good. Dak is off to a great start. What about Dak?
Wait.
What?
Before we go any further, does anybody need to go potty? I want to make sure everybody...
No, we're fine. We're fine. We're good.
Okay. All right. Go ahead, George.
Yeah, as I was saying, Dak is off to a great start. What about Dak and the Cowboys offense?
Great question, George. Great. You have really made a lot of improvement in this class.
Well, thank you.
Really, seriously, man, you're no longer dribbling when you're eating and going stinky and your big boy pull-ups.
Yeah,
Mr. Greg's proud of you.
Thank you, Mr. Greg.
I think Mr. Dak is doing a fantastic job. Oh, wait. What was that word? That was big, right?
Fantastic.
Fantastic. What does that mean? Well, it means really, 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 really good.
Not just good, but yeah.
Not just good. And Mr. Dak is doing fantastic.
Yeah.
Can you say that, George? Can you say the word fantastic without dribbling your goldfish crackers on your Paw Patrol shirt?
I'm not eating. I don't have a Paw Patrol shirt. Yeah, fantastic.
Great. You're learning, George.
No, I'm really not.
When your parents brought you in, they said they thought it was impossible. But you're doing so well. And education is so important.
It is.
So important.
Yeah, it is.
Because stats show that getting an education is one of the best ways to stay out of trouble with the policeman.
Okay.
You don't want to get in trouble with the police.
No,
do you,
no,
George?
You don't.
You don't want that because then you go to prison. And there's a saying in the prison industrial complex. Although they do give you food and a place to sleep. It's called getting free hoss and a cop.
I've heard that saying before, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, we just have time for one more. One more.
Okay.
All right. I have a question. What are you up to the rest of the day?
Well, Mr. Greg has to go to the doctor. Thanks for asking, Greg. And you know what's going to happen to Mr. Greg?
What?
He's going to have to get a shot.
Oh, no.
He's going to have to get a shot.
That's going to hurt.
It's called a flu shot. And you know what a flu shot does?
Mm.
It keeps you from getting sick and the snifflies and you feel all bad and your body aches. You don't want that, do you?
No. I've had the flu before. It's terrible.
Everybody should get a flu shot. Yeah. Although at y'all's ages, you'll probably get the nasal mist.
No, I think we got the shot.
No, I think you'll get the nasal mist. That's what you get. It's not as bad. It didn't hurt as bad as the shot, the flu shot. But that's what Mr. Greg's doing. Mr. Greg's got to go. Mr. Greg's got a wee-wee so bad.
Okay. Bye, Greg.
Cycling with testosterone.
Okay, see ya.
Bye, guys.
Bye-bye. There goes Greg Olson. A little football lesson for you on a Thursday morning.